Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
Are you ready?
2 years and 2 months.
To apologize to Tom Brady with this whole Cliff nonsense.
Apologize? Are you serious?
Tom Brady's just about done. He is going to fall off a cliff.
For the organizations that's the smartest in football, they have some of the dumbest fans in sports. Like
dumb. Dumb, dumb, dumb.
I don't know. What do we do about the haters? We love them. We love them back because we don't hate back.
Now the Patriots have cap room. I mean, they didn't have cap room when they signed Cam. Makes it really hard for the Patriots to add to their team.
Does it make sense to spend $18 million of the 34 available on Jadeveon Clowney? How does that go over with Cam Newton?
That's why he has a great culture. He's not going to do that.
Right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
Let's say we didn't try. We tried to see if Max Kellerman on earlier in the program would sit there and just throw the towel in and say, I was wrong, wrong, wrong. But no, apparently he wasn't wrong. He just got the timetable off or something like that. The sundial wasn't positioned the right way or something.
Yeah, crazy. I guess if you were traveling with him and he was just giving you the coordinates and he was just a little bit off, if you were trying to get to California, you would have ended up in Alaska.
Exactly.
I mean, that's how far off he was. I was in the same time zone. Man, what do you mean?
I don't want to get to football, but one more thing about baseball, because Jeff Passan, our buddy Jeff Passan, he didn't steal this from either one of you, by the way.
He's a thief, that guy.
Yeah, he says the delay in the Marlins-Orioles game has been now resolved, according to a source with direct knowledge. Multiple coronavirus tests for the Marlins came back inconclusive. They were rerun and now have all come back negative. The Marlins are expected to finally return tonight, accordingly. So wait a minute. They came back inconclusive, so they had to go and redo the test, and they suddenly get the test that quickly?
My guess is they used the rapids.
Must have, right?
I think that's what a few teams have done. I want to say, I don't know if the Cardinals or the Phillies did it, whatever it was. But, yeah, my guess is inconclusive. Let's do a rapid test quick on the guys that are inconclusive. But that's becoming a problem, right?
A real problem.
Inconclusive.
Real problem.
I mean, you don't have your third base coach here if you're the Red Sox tonight. He's in Boston. He's not in Tampa. He probably won't be there tomorrow either. Why? Because it's inconclusive, not because he's positive. So you don't want to run that risk of having him around the guys if by chance you are positive. So, yeah, you're holding guys, you're holding games up now because of inconclusive tests.
So the Marlins are going to play tonight. Had nothing to do, by the way, with a strip joint. Oh, guys going out getting coffee.
Oh, and they're angry, too, because they've been picked on. People have been picking on them, and, Derek, you had to come out and defend them.
They don't know each other, Christian. They don't know any of these guys. They called up, like, seven kids. They claimed, like, four kids off waivers, and they made a couple of trades. Like, Mattingly's got, like, 13, 14 guys out there. He's got no clue who they are. A couple of minor leaguers that he might know.
But isn't this not to do the the Red Sox pregame show? But
it's coming up. We're doing that at 5:40.
You're doing that at 5:40.
You're doing it.
Oh, I am. Okay.
Yes, you're part of it.
Red Sox pregame, baby.
But isn't this what the Red Sox need, though? You need these. You need to find yourself in these fortunate situations where a team coming off a quarantine, coming off guys getting sick. Glenn, you're laughing.
It's desperate.
When did they play Miami?
No, that's not desperation. That is luck. That is what they need. If they're going to – I said it the other day. I don't know what the Indians are. I don't know what the Tigers are.
Indians are off to a good start.
I mean, they were like they're still a couple games back from getting the wild card spot. So if you want to start tracking it and to see if their season is over and they should just pack it in – They still have an opportunity. right now with this team to make it to the playoffs. And they'll get more breaks as the season goes on.
Hey, maybe all these guys will go down with injuries. Mike Soroka went down last night with the with the Braves. Fell off the mound on his delivery.
That's awful.
Torn Achilles tendon.
Yeah, that's awful.
And if you watched it, Lou, he just fell off
the mound. Is it COVID-related?
Yeah. No, that wasn't COVID-related.
The Achilles was not COVID-related?
No, I don't think it was.
All right, good. Because I'm not sure. Sometimes they may put COVID also.
They list it as a COVID death.
So maybe everybody goes down with an injury. Otani's hurt now, too, and the guys go down, and maybe you're the last team standing.
You're laughing. I could easily a doomsday scenario is where a team like the Red Sox lucks their way to the World Series. They would have no business being there. They would have no business. They wouldn't have earned a damn thing. But let's just say, you know, a third of the Yankees lineup gets sick. Just to say they do.
They still win the division by four.
They still hit a record amount of home runs.
I think they do.
They are loaded. I would worry about Baltimore right now because they may not have to play 60 games. And maybe by playing, you know, 52, 54.
They just swept the Rays, the team you're about to
play. I know.
Play.
They could sneak into this thing. They've been surprising so far. We mentioned at the top of the program, the Patriots cap. Just weeks ago, we were sitting here saying they've got no money. What are they going to do? They're screwed. They got holes and they got no money. They got $600,000. What are you going to do with $600,000? Lo and behold, after everything that's happened here, and they got the money from Antonio Brown. They got the money from Aaron Hernandez. And now suddenly they're getting opting out players. Granted, a couple players, I think, are concerned that they're not here. But suddenly the cap is $34 million.
A lot of money. They got a lot of money. Oh, what am I going to spend it on?
Yep.
Ooh, I know what I'll get. I know what I'll get. I'm going to spend it all.
No, you know what they better spend it on? It's the guys they lost. They have so many holes. Now they got an opportunity to finally fill them. You know, not only just the middle. How about this? The entire linebackers, every single one of them, they could use the safety. They could probably now use an edge rusher. Maybe they need, you know, I don't know, a right tackle would be nice. You know, so now they got to look at it. How about a fullback? Now they got to look at it, and they got to spend that money, and they got to replace it, the holes that they've already had. Right? And then maybe you can address tight end and edge rusher with that free money, something you haven't done all offseason. So maybe you address those two needs to go with the losses that you already have.
You know, I even say when somebody says edge rusher and Patriots in the same sentence, I disconnect.
No, edge rusher for the Patriots means set the edge.
Okay. Edge setter. Edge setter.
It's not an edge rusher. It's an edge setter. They need an edge setter. That's what they need. You're right. They don't call them edge rushers. Like, edge setter.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. So John Simon is one of those guys.
Yep.
Chase Winovich. Really?
He's not setting an edge.
He's not setting anybody's edge. No, zero. John Simon will, though. But I think they're in trouble. The more I look at this roster, the more I sit there and dive into it, I'm like, don't believe your lying eyes. Don't believe it. There's nothing but warning signals every single time I turn the page.
Starting to come around, aren't you?
I think we've done this before, though, guys. And I think the only thing that's missing is Tom Brady. And that may be gigantic. You may be right, Christian.
Oh, it's more than that.
That he's been keeping it all together. But I think there have been seasons before. We look at the Patriots year after year. And most people don't look at it and say, oh, that's the best roster in the National Football League. They don't do it because it doesn't have a lot of those big marquee names. And so there's a tendency to get to that crutch and say, it's all Tom Brady. I'm not sure that's necessarily true. I'm not saying that Brady hasn't been great, and he puts you over the top. You're not going to all those Super Bowls.
The difference is that people nationally, they didn't have those star names, so they didn't give the roster credit. Locally, you sat there and said, well, you know, Ninkovich will never get the credit, or Van Noy won't get the credit, or these guys, you know, Chung and whatever. But the difference now is that locally you look at this roster and say, what do they really have?
Yeah, but we said the same thing when Ninkovich came here. When Van Noy, nobody thought they were going to be anything.
But you had Ninkovich on the other side of Chandler Jones. You know what I mean? He's still at Hightower and Jamie Collins. You know, so it was like, okay, we didn't know. It's just like John Simon. We don't know, but... You know, he's surrounded by, you know, Van Noy and Hightower and Jamie Collins kind of helping as far as, you know, linebackers and depth and on the edge, whatever. But they do a great job of plug and play, but you got to have those staple guys to complement with, the great players, you know, the Patriots, the guys like Chung and Hightower and those guys to play alongside of.
Well, I think they have it in the secondary and the defense. If you're looking at the defense, the secondary has those great players that you're describing.
Yeah, no, I agree.
What is Gilmore?
But what about the front seven?
Who's playing against? What do you mean about the front seven?
Who's the best player in your front seven?
Yeah, but who was last year?
Hightower, Van Noy, Jamie Collins. Right?
Yeah, but I think if you look at the guys up front, they have changed from year to year to year. Jamie Collins is a prime example. Jamie Collins was out of here. They loved him. He got out of here. They traded him away, and the defense was still terrific without Jamie
Collins.
Who's
your best front seven player?
Right now, front seven player, the best front seven player?
I have no clue.
John Simon.
I would say either maybe Lawrence Guy, John Simon.
Rest my case.
Well, so I guess my question to you would be...
I think they're better than you think. I think Buckler is a good player.
I think they're good. I think they're okay. Yeah. I think they're really good when they're surrounded by better players.
So you got all this
money.
But
I think the strength, though, if you're talking about it, because there's two ways you can do it.
Strength is Belichick, period.
Okay.
Not the players.
It's the younger Belichick.
And Gilmore.
But the secondary is terrific, guys. Your secondary is...
learn how to tackle.
Your secondary is as good as any in the National Football League.
Your safety play just got hit. Big time. No Harmon, no Chung. So that's part of your secondary. Your corners are very good. As long as the McCourties don't opt out, you can be okay back there. But you lost two starting safeties.
Yeah, the Harmon I would not go as crazy over. I mean, J.C. Jackson is a hell of a player.
The corners.
And I think going to get better, and I think he's a guy that's going to emerge here. We'll see what Adrian Phillips is because he's going to take over that other role. But Jonathan Jones is a good player. Right? Quick, athletic, good player.
Yeah,
there are a lot of good players here, Lou. Yeah, I think you're dismissing them because you're not seeing
the
names.
I'm not dismissing anything. They have very good corners. Like they have some of the best. They probably have the best corners in football.
That. Corners and safety.
I've said that. I'm saying that. You're telling me I'm not. I'm saying they have the best corners in football. I think their safeties are extremely thin, and they don't have linebackers. They don't have linebackers. They don't.
I don't buy that the safeties are thin. I'm not buying that. With Devin McCourty out there, I mean, Terrence Brooks was pretty good last year.
He was? Oh, my God.
Terrence Brooks was pretty good last year.
Chung was hurt. The guy got just destroyed.
He wasn't great,
He got destroyed, Glenn.
I didn't say he was great, but
he was awful.
He was a rookie, though, so you cut him some slack. You wanted to do his second year, so
we'll see. I'll cut him slack, but don't tell me he was great. I mean, he was awful.
Terrence Brooks, PFF grade last year, 63. It's on a scale of 100.
He's awful.
He was all right. Okay,
but again, you have Devin McCourty. That's called thin. Yeah, you have Devin McCourty, and if he opts out, you're screwed. But you have Devin McCourty.
If you're just looking
Adrian
at your...
But you're not going to be great at every position on every side, both sides of the ball.
You can't be great at every position?
Write that down.
Can we quote that? Because the great order is
you can't be great at every position. Look at tight end last
year. So you still think they can win 10 games?
I do. Yeah, I think the defense is going to be pretty good.
Oh, my God.
I do.
The defense has got gutted.
Let me just go over your defense with you. Because I mean, just look at the linebackers alone. You tell me... Who scares you? Because I would always, whenever I looked at a scouting report, if a name popped up that, you know, kind of made me shiver a little bit, I knew it was going to be a rough day for our whole offense, not just me personally, but Juwan Bentley, anything?
He looked good 2 years ago in pregame.
He looked good Lou's right. He looked good 2 years ago.
In preseason, Glenn.
And he's had some physical ailments.
No, he's got to play well.
Preseason. But he's the guy that should... Take it to the next level.
How about Chase Winovich? Is he striking?
I like
the fear?
Chase Winovich. I like him on
a veteran laden team that is taking advantage of a bunch of chump quarterbacks that have no idea what they're doing, and he's feasting on scraps. Not that he's a bad player, but let's not act like he's some sack master. He isn't.
I didn't say he was a sack master.
Okay, Josh Uche.
I don't.
Anthony Jennings.
They're all rookies. We don't know what you're going to get out of him. And yeah, I admit, you're going to have to get.
Talking myself into it as we go. By Friday, I will be full fledged.
You had
10
wins before the show began today.
I had him. I've
while. Been working on him for a couple days now. He's starting. He's starting to come around.
He's had 10 wins. He's been excited.
Give me over under a 10, and let's see how much money I can actually come up with to put on the under.
Okay, so $34 million.
We already talked about their schedule. Go ahead. What?
$34 million. And they're not going to spend much of it. Maybe they spend $8 million, $10 million, or whatever. Maybe. And if they do, they get guys that are all value for him, right? We're talking about Delanie Walker's been a guy. You're not going to pay him an awful lot of money. He's 36 years of age, right? Does he want to come back again? I think Logan Ryan, if he can't get a deal, And Logan Ryan was the 60th ranked player in the top 100.
You
the
NFL love some Logan Ryan, man.
Seems to me to be what, a stretch.
President of the Logan Ryan Ooh. Fan club right here, Glenn.
No. I'm saying 60 is a huge stretch for him. I'm not sure I'd have him in the – he's not in the top 100 based on some of the other players I looked at. But is he a guy that you could plug and play because he understands the system? He's been here. He knows the other players.
So why do you want to plug
and
play?
You got a short camp.
Why do you need a corner if they have some of the best corners
because you can,
in football?
You can, because
Don't
you
they
can
have
move
other
guys
holes?
Because you can move guys around. I mean, right now, the way the game is played, you know, a lot of linebackers, and Belichick's probably going to do more of it because I think you're right. Linebacker's going to be a problem. You don't play a lot of base defense anymore. So you're in sub packages. You're going to play a lot of those guys in the deep secondary. Yeah. So you're going to play safeties and corners.
You know what? I like Logan Ryan. I think it's like an easy pick, right? Because everybody knows him. He's been here. But, you know, as long as the McCourties aren't out. You know, and you have McCourty, and you just mentioned Jonathan Jones and J.C. Jackson and Gilmore. That you need to spend your money on other areas. You are not good enough to take your strength of your team as cornerback and add to it. You're not that good in other areas. You're not. So why would you give this guy any kind of money and not address your linebackers or your edge setters?
You do need somebody in the secondary right now. You do have a hole there.
You just said you don't have a hole anywhere. In the defense, the secondary, you feel good about all of it.
No. You lost a player that opted out, a safety that opted out, so you need to replace somebody, right?
I guess. That was my argument, but, you know, as far as safeties go, maybe they can move them around, but you weren't worried about...
You didn't think they were thin
30 seconds ago.
That's the strength of the team. Yeah, but you could lose players to injury or whatever. You want to have... That's your strength.
I get it, but I would rather strengthen my weaknesses than strengthen my strengths. You know, I mean, what would you... I don't know. I just feel like they have other needs. I like to see them bring in two veteran linebackers, an edge rusher. That's what I like to see. Another safety, like a hard-hitting, in-the-box safety.
I wouldn't hold your breath.
I think a right tackle.
Rusher. You know, it's funny because...
wasting my time
on
a corner.
But I do feel like the Patriots, even though they've lost a bunch of players, I still feel like, at least in the beginning... they're going to have a slight edge, at least in the beginning, because regardless of what's going on, coaching does mean something. Your ability to get those guys ready, to get them prepared with limited physical activity, with limited coaching sessions, one-on-one sessions, you name it, just without a game time experience, I do feel like Bill has an advantage. He has an advantage on almost every team that he's going to play other than San Francisco, other than – they play the NFC West, right?
Yes.
He'll have one against Cliff. He won't have one against Pete. He won't have one against Shannon. Let me see who am I missing.
You don't think he'll have a coaching advantage over those guys?
I don't.
I mean, I think those guys are good coaches.
I think Pete Carroll's – I don't think it's this huge gap. I don't, but I think because I think Pete Carroll has an advantage because he's got better players. He's got a quarterback that's in his system. Shanahan has a quarterback that's been in his system. He have all those guys are coming back. Andy Reid's got a quarterback that's been in his system. All those guys are coming back. The Rams, Sean McVay, he's the brightest coach to ever walk the earth.
Stop. I mean, listen,
I'm kidding, but the point is, normally, he would have an advantage on everybody he plays because he has the benefit of the doubt with Brady. He doesn't have that anymore. He doesn't have these reps with all this experience and, you know, practice with all these other receivers.
See, I always thought just the opposite. I thought that Belichick was much better as the season progressed on. And through the first four games, there's simply not enough information out there. I think the Patriots have been beatable, and you've seen them where teams have given them a hard time through the first four games, mainly because Belichick doesn't have enough film. He hasn't seen enough of what those teams are doing. And in preseason, I'm sorry, you don't do much anymore. There just isn't much done with veterans anymore in preseason. So I'm not sure that's going to be that much of a difference. I think the more he sees, the more he's got on tape, that's where he can exploit a weakness from another team. I think as the season progresses on, that's where his great coaching really excels.
See, I love it because now you know what he is? He's a college coach.
Yes, he's a college coach now. That's what he is.
A lot of rah-rah.
Without the recruiting.
A lot of built-up.
Because if he could recruit right now, they wouldn't have this roster.
Yeah, I tell you what, he'd be Nick Saban.
Yeah.
Basically who he'd be.
So anyway, Mike Lombardi was talking about this whole deal with the money that the Patriots have right now. And, of course, you know, they brought up the possibility of Jadeveon Clowney. But he doesn't think they're going to do anything because he thinks they're going to have to address Cam Newton's deal if they do.
Now the Patriots have cap room. I mean, they didn't have cap room when they signed Cam. Makes it really hard for the Patriots to add to their team. They're either going to have to go back and redo Cam's contract, or they're going to have to do something, because any player that they may want to sign, they may have to give him a signing bonus, or they may have to do something because Cam didn't get it. And knowing Belichick as well as I do, there's no way he's bringing a player in to the team and paying him a signing bonus and then have to look Cam Newton in the eye and say, well, it was just all timing. Sorry, Cam.
Right.
That's why he has a great culture. He's not going to do that.
You buy it?
You know what? I would say if you're talking Jadeveon Clowney, one-year deal, yeah, I'd see it, that would be hard to look him in the face because it'd be like, come on, what are we doing here? What are you doing here? You're telling me how you feel about me. Even though the circumstances were totally different when Cam Newton signed, and I would even say that they were courting Cam for a long period of time. But let's just officially take Jadeveon Clowney out of the conversation because he will never be a New England Patriot and has nothing to do with what Mike Lombardi says as far as he's not a good fit. He'd be a great fit. Oh, he doesn't practice. Do you want to know why he didn't practice? Sure. I mean, there's a lot of guys that don't practice because of injuries. Sure. Right. But that doesn't mean he's not a good fit. I'd say he's a great fit. But don't think of him as Willie McGinnis, and don't put him into coverage. That's not who he is.
No. Is he an edge setter?
He's 100% an edge setter.
Because they don't have edge rushers. We've already concluded
don't do that.
That.
And he's a guy that doesn't get a bunch of sacks either. But he draws a lot of double teams, which is just as good as getting sacks on the quarterback. Because now Chase Winovich can be free. How about that?
I thought he played his best when J.J. Watt was down with an injury. Okay, because I heard the same thing. A lot of people say that, you know, the double team or whatever. And I thought he was terrific when J.J. Watt. Now, he was healthy at the time as well. I just don't think there's value here in Jadeveon Clowney for 1 year. What does that do? Stopgap for 1 year? You're not re-signing him next year. Because if he goes out and has a great year for you, you're not giving him that type of money.
I think they'll actually, you know, we keep focusing on these 1 year stopgap type of things. I actually think if the right opportunity comes up, and Ben Volen had a long list of a bunch of guys.
Yeah,
one
like
of the guys
list.
That you think you liked was Ogletree.
Well, linebacker. A couple of the linebackers they had. Ogletree, they actually had Eric Reed in there, too.
Safety.
Yeah.
And I think it would be more of a, okay, I think all these free agents are going to have opportunities to sign multi-year deals, not just one-year stopgap deals. You're going to have to sign me to 2 years. So they're going to have to put some money up. So Cam Newton's not going to be upset at Eric Reed getting paid more than him. He's not going to be upset if Delanie Walker comes in and makes $3 million. Like, he's not going to be mad about that. Cam is going to make his money. He's going to be the starting quarterback. He's going to get your game day.
Still going to get $7.5 million.
It's right, he's right. making the money.
Yeah.
It's just like a sign of disrespect
nothing.
If no one doesn't give it to you guaranteed.
Because
they're telling you they don't believe
well,
in it.
Well, the other thing to me is that, you know, Cam wants his team to be successful.
You know what I mean? It behooves him.
Yeah, because I tell you, if this is like a 4-8 team, maybe he gets benched, and you find out what Jared Stidham is. So he's sitting there saying, okay, well, we lost our tackle, and somebody told me my running back can't run without a fullback. So we got to get a fullback. We can get a right tackle, by the way, because, you know, I'm the quarterback. I like to have a right tackle. You know, what about this defense? I know this defense is great, but we've lost a lot. Are we going to improve this defense? Because I want to win. You know, a lot of those incentives are tied into playoff appearances. Right? It's like the 70, 80, 90 percentile, whatever, if they make the playoffs.
You are painting a rosy picture. It's amazing to me. Because if you're Cam Newton and you came here and you had no other options, and you're down to collecting $550,000 guaranteed money, and now suddenly you come here and weeks later, the Patriots have $34 million under the cap. And he's going to be the superstar. He's going to be the marquee player here. And he goes out there and starts playing well. How is he not pissed off? I think you're crazy. I think Mike Lombardi's absolutely correct.
So what do you think they're going to do?
I don't think Bill's going to redo his deal. I don't think it. Why do you redo the deal
so
right
what,
now
what
when
is
you
a,
don't know what you have?
What's a pissed off Cam Newton look like? Is it a problem?
What do you mean? What is? I don't know what it looks like. We're going to find out what it looks like because I think he's probably going to be pissed off.
Yeah, see,
I think it's human nature, don't you?
Yeah, I know. We've talked about this before. We're in different places as far as why Cam Newton is here. I don't think he's here for a paycheck. I think next year is his paycheck.
Everybody's here for a paycheck.
No, I don't. Okay.
For a paycheck.
All right. Well, I don't think he's there for a paycheck. I think he's there to start. I think he's there to start and prove everybody that he can win and he can be successful. And next year is when he gets his payday. So I think if you sit there and say, okay, Cam, you know, $7.5 million, you think they're going to give him 15, 18? That ain't going to happen.
I don't think
so. Maybe
Bill's
they guarantee him a little bit more. So they go, okay, we'll guarantee you 3 of your 7.5. That's going to make Cam Newton all excited. No, he's here to make his money next year. And part of that is that being on a successful Patriots team that he actually shows he can take to the postseason, and that helps him make even more money next year and this year. So to me, yeah, he's here to start. But I think he wants a good football team around him so we can make it to the postseason and prove people wrong that he can take a rosy
picture. That's a rosy picture for a guy that's got $550,000 guaranteed. He has to do virtually everything and be great to get $7.5 million. And oh yeah, if he is, can he go into free agency next year and get at age 32 or 33 get like a 4 or 5 year deal? No, he cannot because the New England Patriots control his destiny. They can
franchise
tag him.
Pay me 30.
That's not good.
Well, pay me 30 then. What do I care? But yeah, I'm just, listen.
What do
I
you
just,
care? Because it's only 30 as opposed to a 3-year deal in the open market.
And a guarantee
of what,
50?
Where he's going to get 50 or 60 guaranteed.
Okay. And then, you know, after
there's a big difference there.
After one more year with the Patriots, and it's a good football team because if I'm here, I played really well. They won't cap me the next year, and I'll sign a 3-year deal.
Listen, I hope you're
that.
Right. I hope he's the team player, and he goes along with all that stuff. I just think it's human nature that if he goes out and he performs well, and the Patriots are sitting on $34 million, he's sitting there going, where's mine? I just think that's what people do. So maybe he's a unique guy, and he only cares about team, and he doesn't care about himself. Maybe that is the case. We're going to find out. Because I think you'll see this thing play out. And what worries me the most is if he does have success, and by the way, I wouldn't blame him about bitching about it. I know it's probably not the proper thing to do, but I wouldn't blame him because he's sitting there going, man, I delivered, and not only am I not getting the money now, at the end of the year, you control my destiny.
Yeah, well, I don't know. It'll be a weird situation if Bill decides not to sign a player who he openly says, hey, if a guy can help us win games, those are the guys we're going out with, because he's worried about Cam Newton's feelings.
Yeah, I agree with you there.
I just don't. I think Kern and Mike are, you know, in theory, they're correct. I do, because even with the Jadeveon Clowney situation, I'm like, in theory, you know what? Yeah, I can see him saying, you know, for older vets who have kind of earned the respect and have been accomplished players, it's kind of a slap in the face.
So what do you do? Do you guarantee all 7.5?
No, you're not guaranteeing anything.
You don't give him any more.
You gave him all these incentives because you didn't trust that he could stay healthy in the first place.
So nothing changes.
And he didn't have the money.
Nothing changes. He didn't come here for the money. If he was about the money, he would have held out and waited for a quarterback to go down and get hurt and make somebody pay him a lot of money.
Yeah,
we said that before he signed with New England, nobody thought he would come here. Nobody thought he would sign for $500,000. Nobody, you know, and everybody's like, well, he's going to just hold out. The reports came out like a week before, like he'll wait it out and he'll see if a quarterback goes down. That's where he'll get his money.
Yes.
So why didn't he do that? Because it's not about the money. It's about playing time. And he saw this place was an easy place to come and start and basically kind of put himself back on the market as a great starting quarterback.
Yeah, and make no mistake, he is going to be your starter, 100%. I know everyone loves to play. I just love when I see all these guys just so emphatically. It's going to be a competition. Now, I know it's going to be a quote-unquote competition. You know it's going to be a quote. But we all know how this story ends. We all do. Stidham knows. Cam Newton knows. Like, it's not going to be. They're going to give him fair reps and equal opportunity. But everyone knows that Cam Newton is a better player.
Again, the killer for all of us is we're not seeing this play out. The next 4 weeks, we should be sitting here watching this whole competition, if you want, play out. We should. And we're not going to see it play out. So we're not going to get a day-to-day update on what's going on. We're just going to have to wait until the end, 4 or 5 weeks from now, right? 6 weeks from now. And then we're going to find out who the starter is. And we're going to go, what? They did what?
I don't think you're going to do that at all. You can, if it's Stidham, we'll go, what?
Yes, that's but what I mean.
Yeah, no,
that's exactly it. What's going to happen. When you sit there and go, what?
No, it won't happen. No.
But the problem is that us not seeing it, I think, is a killer. Now, I think it's great for Belichick. He loves this. This is, you know, he may not like the fact that they're not playing preseason games, but I'll guarantee you he likes the fact that less will be made of this, because this is the number one topic over the next month with the Patriots. And he won't address any of those questions.
Mm-hmm.
Will he?
Will who?
Belichick. Will he address any of those questions about the quarterback competition?
No.
No.
No, just your generic stuff.
No,
but what about a former offensive lineman, coach? How about a former offensive line coach who everyone reveres as probably one of the best to ever coach the position? I'm talking about Dante Scarnecchia, who retired for a second time after the season ended. I don't know if you heard this or not.
I did.
But this is from Sirius Satellite Radio. And it's funny because Dante never used to talk to anybody.
He never talked.
He's such a quiet guy.
Even privately, when you're talking to him, he doesn't say much.
Here it is.
Well, I think he has a huge edge because of what he's done in the league. The guy was an MVP, 4 years ago in the league. And we've played against him a number of times and have a huge respect for him as a player and a leader and the things that he's done. You know, this guy's really, from a skill set, a lot different than guys that we've had in there at quarterback over the years. And Stidham has great feet and ability to move and avoid the rush and create and do a lot of similar things. I don't think to Cam's skill set, but, you know, I mean, this guy's a pretty good player. And he also has a tremendous work ethic, and he's a smart guy. You got to be a smart guy to play quarterback in that system.
So I heard the whole interview, and he did talk a lot more. He was a lot more expressive than normally Dante is. On the other hand, he just pretty much played it from both sides because Bill's still involved, and he's still friendly with Bill.
Yeah, well, I would also say that, you know, the fact that Dante's even talking about it is crazy. Just hearing
it
that guy's
crazy.
Voice.
It is crazy. I agree with you there.
He's just so bright. I mean, he's got so much experience.
Yep.
And yet he's still you can kind of hear in his voice, if he pays a compliment to one guy, he kind of feels in order to, you know, to muddy the waters, he's got to pay a compliment to the other guy as well.
Yeah, I mean, you could tell. I mean, you know, when it came to Stidham, listen, he's a smart kid. He works really hard.
Got good feet.
But, I mean, Cam Newton's, it's not even close.
It isn't
no,
close.
No, because Cam was an MVP, as he said, just a few years ago.
It's more than that,
so the question is, but he's got to get back to where he was a few years ago. He's had trouble doing that because his body keeps on breaking down. I still think that is the bottom line. Now, maybe because there are no preseason games, I think you brought this up a few weeks ago, Christian, maybe he gets, you know, less opportunity to go out there and get beaten up. So maybe he's able to get there at the opening day. But can he do it for 16 games? Can he play all of those games? I don't know.
Yeah, the other thing is that I'm not sure how we're going to be able to even monitor this quote-unquote quarterback competition.
Can't.
I don't know how we're going to do it.
It's going to drive us crazy. Think about this the next 4 weeks.
Well, luckily for us, it's not one.
True. There you go.
Really, it's not.
But they're telling me it is, Lou.
It's not.
Should I believe them?
Come on.
I saw Mike Reese earlier this morning
saying,
you
know, coming out. There will be leaks.
What does that mean?
We're getting ready for Red Sox baseball. We got the pregame show. We're doing the pregame show. By the way, you can save 30% of MyPillow's mattress topper with promo code WEEI.
Last call, Mutt.
Visit MyPillow.com. No. Click on Radio Listener Specials to save on the mattress topper, MyPillow, sheets, and more with promo code WEEI. So don't go anywhere. We got Red Sox baseball, and we're doing the pregame show. Mr. Baseball himself, Christian Fourier, leads it all. Coming up next. Is it time to walk away? I done.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.